Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Kilowatt. My name is Bodhi, and I am your host. In addition to being your host, I am a moron. Let me tell you about the thing that I like this week. Last week, I recorded the podcast, I believe on a Thursday, and I rushed to get it edited and ready for post. And then on Sunday night, I was like, oh, I should check and see how the podcast is doing in terms of stats. And I didn't post it. So I'd get out of bed and run downstairs to my computer and post it. So I apologize about that. I was like all sorts of prepared. And then I just forgot to post it. I also forgot to post the Visco Cult episode, which is up now, episode 3. But yeah, it was rather embarrassing on Sunday night. I was like, crap. Went through all this work to make sure it was done, and then I messed it up. So today is Wednesday. I'm recording on a Wednesday. I will probably edit on Thursday, and hopefully, if everything goes right, I'll post it on a Friday. But yeah, it's been pretty busy with my kids' school and stuff, and because of that, I've been trying to finish these before Fridays so that I can get them out to you on time. And then I just want to mention, a few weeks ago, Patreon supporter Chip sent me an email, and he's like, hey, I want to give you $100, and you give it out to whoever you want, however you see fit. I'm just going to give you the $100, and we're going to do it in Amazon gift cards. So because Chip is so generous, I'm going to go ahead and donate $100 of my money, so we're going to give out eight $25 Amazon gift cards. And here are the parameters, and they're not really... there's nothing set in stone, but if you're in need and $25 would make a difference in your life, absolutely hit me up. I am happy to donate or give this money to you, gift it to you. But also, one of the things I was talking with my wife, the other day, I guess the day is not really important. And I told her if my podcast ever got really big, one of the things I would like to do is start kind of like a scholarship for people so that they could buy equipment so they can start, whether it's a podcast or if they want to do some YouTube stuff or if they wanted to make movies or whatever. I would really like to be able to give money away for equipment. Now, that is not – this podcast does not make any money. It loses a ton of money every year. So that's not in the cards right now. But what we can do – is if you are a podcaster or if you are somebody who is creating, it could even be just a drawing. It doesn't really matter. And you need a little help to get some equipment, shoot me an email, Bodie, Bodie, at 918digital.com. And I want to support not only people who are in need, but people who are trying to create. Because one of the things that you guys did for me is that you helped me get to the point where I have a pretty decent setup right now. And I'm in a good place as far as my equipment goes. And so far, fingers crossed, everything works. And you Patreon supporters directly contributed to that. So that is something that I really appreciate. And I want to give back to other people. So we got $200 in Amazon gift cards. I'm going to give away 8 of them. And thank you again to Chip because it was his idea. He threw out a very generous amount of money for us to do this, and which I really appreciate. So yeah, I'm really looking forward to giving this money away. All you got to do is email me, Bodie, B-O-D-I-E, at 918digital.com. All of the gift cards are between you and me. Chip has been very good about just kind of being very hands-off about it. But if you wanted to write him a thank you, that would also go a long way, I think. And I could pass it on without passing on your email to Chip. So that's where we're at there. If you want to support the show, you can go to patreon.com/kilowatt, kilowatt. And for $1, you can support the show. And that's the only plan we have. Some people donate more or pledge more, but $1 gets you access to everything. So with that, let's start the show. Fisker is going to work with Foxconn to build the Ocean Electric SUV. Again, I don't love that name, the Fisker Ocean, but the car is really beautiful. You may or may not know that Foxconn is the manufacturing partner for Apple and many other tech companies. Fisker said that Foxconn will produce an estimated 250,000 vehicles a year sometime after 2023. The Ocean is going to start at $37,000. And again, this car is really, really nice. Like, if it really does come out for $37,000, it's worth considering for sure, just based on the look. Now, it could be a complete smoke show when they release it, but based on how this car looks, it's really pretty. Lucid Motors has announced that it will go public by merging with SPAC, that's a special acquisition company, Churchill Capital Group 4. Lucid will receive $4.4 billion in cash at a $24 billion valuation. CCIV, which is the stock symbol for Churchill Capital Corp, was running right about $60 on Monday morning, but then the news broke and the stock dropped to about $35. And right now, I think it's around $28. I do actually have stock in that SPAC. I have about 12 shares, not a lot, but it was definitely a rough ride, but I'm sure it'll go back up again after the merge. Not stock advice, by the way. I'm just talking up my nose. All right. Despite a rough year for Nikola Motors in 2020, they are trying to make 2021 a better year. Most notably, in 2020 was their founder, Trevor Milton. That was part of, he created a lot of drama, but I'm not going to talk about that today. Nikola announced that the Nikola Tre is set to start up prototype manufacturing and testing and validation this year, and that will continue through 2022. But production on the Tre will start in 2023. The Nikola Tre will have a range of 300 miles. And they had some other announcements about the Nikola 2, but I just don't think, I think it's too far out to be talking about that at this point. The Nikola Tre looks like it's going to be the first truck into production, so that's the one I chose to talk about. The Nikola Tre is a hydrogen electric hybrid, just in case you're new and to the show and you haven't heard. Nikola's had a lot of problems. I do think this is the most viable of all their products to this point, the Tre, because they actually have a manufacturing partner in Europe. I think it's in Germany or Austria, something like that. And it's more for like local deliveries, which I think will be a good start for the company, and we'll see where it goes from there. Let's talk about Hyundai, because they got some good and some bad news. First, they're going to replace all the battery systems in all Kona EVs. So we talked about last week that they were replacing these in South Korea. Now they're just going to replace all of it, the battery management systems, the battery, the whole thing. So globally, this is going to cost $900 million to Hyundai, which isn't much of anything to those guys. Honestly, they're a huge company. But it's not nothing. It is a lot of, it is money. It's still $900 million. But I want to thank James from True North EVs for giving me the heads up on this story. And we talked about last week the causes of why they're going through the recall, and I'm not going to rehash that this week. But in good news for Hyundai, they unveiled the Hyundai Ioniq 5 EV. And let me tell you, it's adorable. It looks about the size of a VW Golf, maybe a little bit bigger, but it's a really nice looking car. The interior is really futuristic. It's got two 12-inch screens, one behind the steering wheel, which is the instrument cluster. And the other is more of an infotainment center. It does look like it's closer to the driver than it is to the passenger, but maybe it's in the middle. It's really hard to tell from the pictures they showed. If you're the driver of this vehicle or passenger in the front seat and you want to rest, like at a rest stop, like right now, Jessica Kirsch of youtube.com/Jessica Kirsch, she's on her way back to Boca Chica, Texas. So she had this Hyundai Ioniq 5. When she's sleeping, she could just kick the seat back and then it becomes like a recliner. So a little seat or a little footrest comes and pops up. This is very much like the back seats in the Lucid Air Dream Edition. So that's kind of a cool little feature. However, if anyone is sitting in the back seat and you do this, they are likely to smother you in your sleep because there's not a lot of room in that back seat. But there is some good news. If you're a taller person, the back seats slide forward and back just like the front seats do, which is a really cool feature. One of the things that they only showed it was there was only the passenger seat that would slide back. I don't know if it's the passenger seat and the front seat, or excuse me, the passenger seat and the driver's side seat in the back, if that will move forward or back, if that makes sense to you. The seats in the back will slide forward and back. For sure, the passenger side. I don't know about the driver's side because they didn't demonstrate the driver's side. One other cool thing, and I don't know why this excites me so much, but the console will move front and back, which the center console, which is amazing. That seems like a very useful feature. I can't tell you the amount of times that like we've gone on a trip with my kids, and just because of where my wife and I have to sit, when we put food in the back for them and everybody else, it would be nice to move that seat, that console forward a little bit so that we could have a little more room, or possibly we move it back so we could put the food up where we are so it's easier for whoever is not driving to get access to the food and hand it out to the kids. But anyway, that's a really cool feature that I hope more car companies adopt. There's a wireless charger, and then there's an outlet inside to power small electronics or kitchen appliances, as they mentioned in their video. The Hyundai Ioniq can be equipped with a heads-up display with augmented reality capabilities. So I'm sure that's going to cost you a ton of money. I'm not sure if that feature will actually make it to market or make it to market in a way that is useful or engaging in any way. But still, I like what you're thinking, Hyundai. The battery will be fast charging capable. It'll come in 58 kilowatt hour and 72.6 kilowatt hour variations. They didn't announce any official range, but based on those battery packs, I'm going to guess between 240 and around 300 miles, maybe just under or just over 300 miles. The vehicle will start at $30,000 US, but it will top out at around $40,000 US. Not too shabby. This might, with the tax credit, I don't know if Hyundai's run through that yet or not, but with the tax credit, this could be a very affordable new EV for somebody. I'm really liking what Hyundai's doing with that. And this is based off their new skateboard program, or skateboard. This is based off their new platform, EV platform, and I can't remember what it's called. So, and I didn't write it down. Moving on. Former Tesla CTO J.B. Straubel's new company, their battery recycling company, Redwood Materials, just secured a deal with Nissan to recycle Nissan Leaf batteries. So this is really important for a lot of different reasons, obviously, but the most important is in order to continue making batteries, we need to be able to reuse these raw materials, the rare earth metals and things like that. We need to be able to recapture, recycle them, and reuse them in new EV batteries so that we're not continuously digging into the earth for this stuff. Elon mentioned on Twitter that Starlink is going to double its current speed by the end of the year. Currently, it's about 150 megabits per second, so that will put it at 300 megabits per second. With a latency that's around 20 milliseconds, which is really good. I have a friend who has satellite. He lives in Wickenburg, Arizona. and he has to have satellite, and it is awful. He pays a ton of money. It's ridiculous. I think it's like $140 a month, and his service is terrible, which is, it's so terrible that he uses his cell phone data to stream Netflix. He does not use his satellite, which I can't get him away from the satellite. He's attached to it for whatever reason. So I think it's because he spent so much money on it, he doesn't want to change. But it is ridiculous. Tesla is looking to expand the Fremont factory by 64,000 square feet for the Model Y. So this looks like it's going to be for General Assembly Line 4.5, which is currently in a tent. And honestly, I wasn't able to tell if the expansion was going to be an actual structure or if they're doing some sort of upgrade to that tent. They're running lots of power to it based on the permit, but I wasn't able to tell if they're actually going to build a structure around this General Assembly or they're just going to keep it in a tent. They're just going to secure it up and make it, you know, more permanent, I guess. A few weeks ago, the Standard Range Model Y popped up on Tesla Configurator. And then last week, we talked about how it dropped by $2,000. And then before I was able to post the episode, which is, honestly, we've already discussed my stupid fault. But before I was able to post the episode, it disappeared from the configurator, the online configurator. So what happened? Elon explained a bit of what happened on his Twitter account. He basically said that the Standard Range Model Y is still available off menu. He went on to say that he didn't think that it met Tesla's standards of excellent because of the range, mostly. So it sounds like there's some concessions going on in the C-suite. So maybe they're like, hey, Elon, we need to get this Standard Range Model Y out there. And he says, no. And they said, well, we need to. And he says, no. And they said, please. And he said, okay, you can put it on the configurator for a couple of weeks, but then I want it gone. And then that's what happened. Now it's off menu. So they put it on a couple of weeks so everybody knows that it exists. And now it's gone. So new people to Tesla don't know that exists. But honestly, if he doesn't think that the Standard Range Model Y is up to the standard of excellence in terms of the range, right? The Model 3 doesn't have that much more range than the Model Y did. So why isn't the Model 3 Standard Range Plus, which is a ridiculous name for that car, why does that car stay, but the Model Y Standard Range, why is that gone? I don't know. I mean, Elon's got some sort of bugaboo with it. I would imagine at some point they're going to upgrade something within that car to give it a little bit better range. I'm sure it's a battery thing. I don't know. I think if somebody wants to spend the $37,000 or $39,000 for it, then they should be able to, and it should be easy for them to find. They shouldn't have to search for it. Elon mentioned on Twitter that solar roof installations would start or should start in Europe and Canada sometime around 2021. And along those same lines as that, you know, the solar roof story, if you try and configure your Tesla vehicle to power your house, you will void your car's warranty. So there's a lot going on, obviously, in Texas last week. I will say that Sierra and Brad were in Texas, or they are in Texas now, and they were in the coastal areas. They didn't have power for 4 or 5 days. They hadn't showered in like 7 days. And whenever we tried to get them into a place that either had power or water, and, you know, granted, we really needed the power so that they could have heat, they slept in their car for 3 nights, I think. Whenever we tried to get them to someplace safe within the area that they were staying, the hotel would sell out in between me communicating with them and me communicating with the hotel. It was, for me as a parent, a nightmare because, you know, you want to get your kids someplace safe. And then for them, they were actually dealing with the cold weather and sleeping in their car when they, outside of their Airbnb that they very easily could have slept in had there been some sort of alternative heat. So if you're in that situation, just know that if you try and reverse engineer so your car battery will give to your house, then you may void your car's warranty. Just FYI. All right, everybody, that is it for me. Thank you so much for listening to the show. If you want to contact me about the giveaway or anything else, the gift away, go ahead and email me, Bodie, B-O-D-I-E, at 918digital.com. You can also find me on Twitter at 918digital. Thank you, everybody, for listening. Thank you, all of the new listeners, for coming and joining us and staying. And I really appreciate that. And I hope everybody has a wonderful week. And I will talk to you next Friday.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/news ad free. That's amazon.com/news ad free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.